wagons then were built with what they call the drop X. So the body on the wagon was built just as low as they could get it, because two men lifted the barrel up and put it on the wagon. And of course the wagon wheels were 4.5 feet high. So the body on the wagon kind of went around the wheels. So you had barrels behind the wheels, in between them, between the front and rear wheels, and some up towards the front between the wheels under the seat where the teamster was. And then you would go to the potato storage. And at the time, the potato storages were built where the door was low to the ground, maybe 2 feet above ground level, where you could roll those barrels right in. Then came the trucks, and with, 750 by 20 tires on there, the truck body was a little higher. They still made the body as low as they could get it on the truck frame, and then put boxes over the tires that you could get two barrels on. So Dad had bought a 1934 Diamond T truck, and I think that held seven barrels long and four barrels wide, two of those barrels over each box. So that was a 28-barrel truck body, and that could go to town quicker than a team of horses.